on my mama, ay. That's on my mama, ay. That's on my mama, ay. That's on my mama, ay. These hoes got us fucked up. That's on my mama, say we bout to bust, you better duck. That's on my mama, got my main bitch in the cut. That's on my mama, say
what
we
do, y'all? It's the On My Mama podcast. And I am your host, Big Solo C. Don't play with me.
And I'm your host, Danny D. Co-host. Sorry.
Yeah. You got that?
Co-host.
All right. Mm-hmm. And we here. We get ready for the topic, y'all. We miss y'all. We've been gone for about, like, what? It was like about a good
second.
The end of the year, about 2-3 months.
Yeah.
3 months we've been gone. We was giving y'all lives. We was coming to y'all direct.
Do y'all see it though?
But here we are with the elevation.
Do
I know.
See
wait,
it?
Before y'all say anything,
do y'all see it?
It may be a little busy.
It's a lot going on.
We just had to.
We know that. We're going to talk about ourselves first. Yeah. We got a lot going on.
Yeah, we do. It's a little busy. It's before y'all get the. Mm-hmm. But it's the I'm My Mama podcast. And this is what it is.
Yeah.
So we just wanted y'all to know that we're
elevation.
Coming and we're elevating.
We're
we not we in coming. The living room.
Check us out.
Yeah.
Check us
not
out.
In the living room. So, yeah, we're here to talk about a good topic that we feel like is hot,
yeah.
It's big, it's going down on the internet, and I feel like it's what we need to talk about right
y'all
now.
Y'all know what the fuck going on.
What we talking about, friend?
Y'all know what the fuck going on. The topic of discussion that we are talking about today.
Yeah.
Because punks be punking, baby.
Punks be punking.
Punks be punking.
So what I want to know is, why are women attracted to punks?
Ooh, because you know we're going to talk about it.
We're going to talk about it. I really want to understand the process that goes through a woman's mind to want to have sex with a punk.
That's disgusting.
But then go back and be like, oh, they a punk. They put them on the internet, blast them, make them feel like they ain't shit.
Mm-mm.
Whole time, you like fucking the punk.
And they like it.
And I'm not going to say in Dallas. I'm going to say in the areas around. It's
yeah,
just
baby.
Like... People always say that, oh, y'all hoes tripping because y'all like these punks. I don't know what y'all talk about. Y'all like fucking these punks.
Ain't no
Why
way.
Are y'all fucking punks?
Ain't no way. That is so fucking disgusting. And it's actually women out here who do it for real. I don't even understand the logic, like the thought process, how you could even, like it's so much going on there.
Yeah.
That is disgusting.
Yeah, and it mentally... I feel like there has to be something going on in your brain mentally.
You think it's maybe something traumatic.
For you to feel like it's okay to fuck a punk, but then in the same breath,
mm-mm.
turn around and be like, oh, he a punk. Whoa, 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 whoa. You was fucking on him.
And you was. And,
and excuse my language and excuse what I'm saying, but y'all hoes want to seem like y'all
nothing.
Just real and we this and we that. Hey, you want to say, oh, if a punk want to be a punk, just be a punk. Be yourself.
Right.
If you like fucking punks, just say that.
Just say that.
Just
it's
say
so,
that.
It's so imperative that we be direct and honest with our motherfucking selves.
Man.
If that's what you like.
That's what
that.
You like. I'm more on the topic of saying, why are you attracted to a punk? Fuck it. If you fuck a punk, okay, whatever.
Right.
But why are you attracted to that?
Come
on, friend.
I don't know if it should be. I mean, I get it.
Okay.
It's something for people to talk about. But
okay.
As far as what that person likes,
right.
Like, I don't think it really matters why. Because I don't even know. Think I would want to understand why.
I want to understand why. There's no reason.
What is that gonna do?
For me, I want to understand. What about you as a woman mm-hmm. that likes or is attracted to a straight man that wants to have... No, I'm saying like in the streets, on
okay.
the internet. Here mm-hmm. we are. Why are you attracted to
the punk.
Straight man,
right.
but in your same breath, you want to fuck on a punk. What about a punk makes you want or makes your vagina wet? You know what I'm saying? Or makes you feel like, oh, he a punk. I want to, you know, I'm trying to understand that part.
We would have to definitely get a guest that somebody that does that because I can't even, my thought process can't even
right.
turn to that because of all the... It's so much to come with that.
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
And
mentally, I couldn't.
I'm saying, okay, boom. You like fucking, because it's women out there. It's women out there that are still married or still in a relationship with a man who they know is having maybe other type of situationships going on with mm-hmm. the man, but don't want to lose what they got going on.
As far
don't want to lose their home, don't want to lose their family, so they're able to accept the little things or what they could.
That's a lot.
Consider
that's not something little.
I'm saying what they consider little things.
Right.
That's not little.
That's
it's
yeah.
What they consider.
Right.
Because to me and you, we're like.
Mm-mm.
Nigga, you fucking on a pump? Yeah. Hey, you're talking about. Hey, now, you got to get the fuck on.
Yeah.
But for some people in their mind, that's why I say mentally.
It's something that's traumatic that has taken place in that individual's life to where they would want to sway and make their minds think that that's okay.
Right. That's why I say mentally in their brain, I feel like they feel like it's okay. And for me, I just want to understand. If you're out there, you're listening, you're watching anything
podcast.
Like that, I just want to understand your point of view or to why would you want to fuck on a punk? Or what is it about a punk? Is it that they act like a woman, but then they got a man dick? Or is they that they know what a woman needs with and they have a penis?
I get, but that's hard. That part, just that part is hard to understand because a man, he's still a man at the end of the day.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. So is it that, okay, he acted like a punk, but in reality, he got this big motherfucking dick that's going to get where I need to get. And I don't give a fuck about him putting that same dick in a nigga ass.
Ooh.
It doesn't matter because any reason that I feel, I know that that dick is going to pleasure me. Even if it's pleasuring someone else.
Someone else's ass.
Someone else's
Mm-mm.
ass.
No.
Even if it's pleasuring someone else's ass.
That's a lot.
What I know is that it pleasured me. That's the part that I want to understand about why a woman would want to fuck on a pump. Because in the last 72 hours in Dallas, it's been a lot going on.
Ooh,
and
it's been a lot
going on. For myself, want to understand that process because it's a lot of people out here, men, women, whatever, undercover on some weird shit. And I'm not saying weird because I'm never calling nobody weird, okay?
They're weird.
I'm just saying the situation of it being, you know, not a, I mean, it is a topic of conversation, but not like a normal thing that you would do in the world that we live in,
right.
Correct?
Which is, you're referring to?
I'm just saying, you know, men on men,
right.
Women liking men on men. I'm just saying the whole subject of it, not saying or talking about anyone. Exclusively.
Right.
I'm just having a topic.
Allegedly speaking.
I'm not even alleging anything because I don't know anything. Honestly, I'm just here to have a conversation about the topic.
The topic.
You know what I'm saying?
And that's punks be punking. Yeah. I mean, you know.
And what do you feel? Go ahead, because I can talk. So go ahead, friend.
You did so good, friend.
I did.
You
Thank
did.
You.
That was real straight, direct to the point in just the amount of time.
I appreciate it.
I think that you pretty much summed it up. I really want to, I'm not really interested to know the logic, but, you know, to satisfy the topic of discussion, if we can get somebody to advise us on how we can understand that thought process, that would be absolutely great.
Right.
But I think you broke it down pretty direct and straight to the point. And if you want to talk about it more, audience, you want to talk about it more, y'all know what to do.
Listen, and for the people that are watching, I'm not, you know, trying to put anything on anybody. I'm just here, like I said, again, repeating myself. I'm just talking about a topic of a topic. For the men that are maybe undercover and don't want to come out, I'm more likely just saying that, is it okay, right, for you to be maybe fucking on a punk and having a girlfriend, and then you have a girlfriend that like fucking on you knowing that you're fucking on a punk? Is that a thing? I'm just
that part.
I'm just asking, you know,
that part,
because you hear things, right? It's a lot of things that go around that maybe you heard, laugh, ha ha ha, kiki'd about, because we gonna kiki. And so it's a lot of things that I've heard that I am very interested in, and one of those topics is, what makes a real nigga want to fuck on a punk?
A real nigga ain't gonna do no shit like that.
The real niggas that we think are real niggas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's just call a spade what a spade is.
There you go.
The real niggas that we think are real niggas.
You right about that. Because it'd be the hardest niggas. I'm talking about hardest of the hard.
We're speaking of us right. Just saying that we are talking about the niggas that we feel like are real niggas. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, we feel like you guys are real niggas. So it be some real niggas. Not all of you, that get caught up in this bullshit. And I'm just trying to see what's real and what's fake. And for the women that are taking their time to put these niggas out here knowing the whole time you're fucking on the same punk that you know
what does fucking that make on that a punk,
brain? I'm just, it's for me, it's a conversation. If you want to come on My Mom podcast and have that conversation, please I would do. Like to have that conversation because, for me, I'm very interested in finding out what make human beings do what they do.
Well, no. You should rephrase it. What make the type of human to be okay with punking on punking? Is what we talking
about. So what I'm saying is there's freaks out here, right? There's different kind of people. And I understand that some people don't understand, but there's different kind of people in this world. Everybody is not like you.
What?
I'm saying everybody is not like you.
That's not the type of freak shit you doing,
what I'm
right?
saying, I'm not saying I do any I'm not freak shit. But what I'm saying is that I what I am here on this podcast doing is mm-hmm. trying to understand the people that don't think like we think. Gotcha. The people that have a completely different process of maybe why they fuck punks. You know, why they feel like punks give them the best kind of penis. Or if they see a punk in the club, it makes them be like, oh, I want to fuck that punk. Why do punk fuck women but then also fuck niggas? I'm just it's the process of me wanting to understand. So it's nothing you're against curious. Anybody. I'm very curious on just you telling me. I'm not no judgment.
She wants to know.
I'm not judging anyone. I don't wanna judge anyone.
We're not here for that.
I just wanna know, you know, the process of elimination.
I guess it's something interesting. It's very different, but it's interesting.
It's interesting.
To understand that thought process. Like, how can you do that? Be okay with that.
Right.
Right.
And as a woman.
And that makes you doing it because you're okay with it.
As a woman, we think crazy, right? Like, that's crazy.
Right.
There's no motherfucking
way. How the fuck could you?
But I am in the process of my, I'm in my growth process. Elevation. Where I'm growing and I'm elevating.
Your higher self.
And there's a lot of things that I want to understand as a person that I probably wouldn't have understood probably 6 months ago that psychology. I didn't give a fuck about. Right.
Yeah.
I just want to understand things and I want to understand human beings and I want to be a better person. So in that process of being a better person, it's just like mentally. Mm-hmm. Right? Mentally. Just like mentally having sex with an underage person.
Right.
Is mentally something that you have to think about, right?
Right.
So I'm saying mentally as a your mentality.
Right.
I'm just trying to figure out why.
That goes back to saying exactly your point.
What?
The thought process of it, no matter what it is that's weird, because at this point it's weird. How you can, just like that was another example, how you can be overage and messing with someone that was underage, basically.
Right, right.
Or how you can be okay with punking and you think you fucking a straight nigga.
Right.
So, I mean, it's the same kind of, like, concept, right?
Right, yeah. So it's more of, like, understanding
the thought process.
Mentality. Yeah, right. Their mental. Like, what are you...
And you're okay with that. Because they be okay with it.
Literally.
That's interesting.
It's very interesting. It makes you want to understand the person that... And not say you coming on our show to be like, oh, I do that. Well,
right.
I'm just want to understand the mentality. Not right. saying that you're categorized in any category where...
You're in a category.
Yeah. Where we're saying, oh, you did this, you did that. We're more just want to understand the mentality of a person who thinks like that. Right? Is that okay?
That's fine.
Just think like that. Not saying you do anything of
we want to hear your story.
Right. Your story.
Everybody got a story.
Of maybe something happened in your childhood. Maybe
traumatic experience.
Right. Yeah. Maybe something happened or maybe somebody made you.
In childhood.
Or fixed
it always
your,
starts at childhood.
mind to believe that this is okay, or maybe you're just a little bit more vulnerable than the rest of us. So right. sometimes people play on that intent in your life.
It could be so many different things.
It can.
That's
it
what
can.
Makes it interesting, interesting, friend. I love it.
That's why I'm saying I'm not calling out anybody in particular.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying that if you are a person that understands the conversation that we're trying to have, right. and I'm not going to even put that, we're not going to put the title as Punks Be Punking, because it ain't about that. But that was an interesting topic right. for me to understand, is that why would a woman who wants a man who is maybe bisexual or maybe mm-hmm. fucking with a nigga to be bad so bad, but then in the same breath that they're speaking on this
situation.
Person could be in that right. situation where they are interested or
maybe
attracted to someone who is bisexual or
that's
someone who is maybe sleeping with a man and they're supposed to be only attracted to women. I want to understand that person. Mm-hmm. I'm not here to judge that person. It's just me wanting to learn about life a little bit. Learn about the different kind of cultures or communities or different people that we are associated with that right. may be like that but don't want to speak out about it. But
exactly.
it's me saying, like, hey, I'm nosy.
That's what it boils down to.
I'm
it is what it
as
is.
Fuck.
Exactly.
And I want to know. And I'm just being real. I'm not going to fake a fun. Like, oh, I want to analyze. I'm nosy.
And that's part of life. We to learn about different experiences and other people's experiences. And yeah, that's what it's about.
I feel yeah. like as a whole, mm-hmm. we are all
people, humans.
We all try to be honest people, right? But for the human beings that are actually on this earth to try to actually understand other people, mm-hmm. I feel like we deserve that moment to be able
of
to
pure
ask,
honesty.
Pure honesty.
Pure honesty.
To be able to ask that person, like, or be able to say, hey, look, me personally, outside of Danielle, me personally, I am a very blunt person. I get beat up because I am just boom. Mm-hmm. Bitch, what you see is what you motherfucking get. I am this honest, disrespectful, sometimes.
Very direct.
Very direct, very honest person. Mm-hmm. And I feel like a lot of times I get into situations with people and they don't understand me. And then for my growth, it's making me understand that those people wasn't supposed to understand you.
Right.
So for the people that are like, I like this and I like that, it's not for those specific people to understand what you like. I just want to know. I'm just nosy. I want to know how you got there or what it is about that search situation that makes you feel like it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Not being judgmental, because like I said, I'm judged off the rip because I got a resting bitch face. This, I'm not going to say who it is, but it's a person in this room that off the top was said I was mean or I look mean.
And that's not the only person. People say actually
I mean,
say
people
that about
say,
me.
I mean, oh, fuck you.
No, I'm just saying it's not a bad thing. Well, it can be. Because
people
they can perceive
say
you
that
wrong.
I look mean. Okay,
people perceive
I don't
you wrong.
I get it.
They get the wrong but perception of you because of
the way I look.
The way you look.
And I look like I'm right. finna go the fuck off, which is iffy. Because right? I'm a Sagittarius, you never fucking know. But at the same time, bruh. I'm one of the coolest people
coolest.
You will ever meet.
Purest heart.
I got sure. the purest heart. When I fuck with you, we're going to do our thing.
She going to go above and beyond.
We're going to do our thing. We going to do our thing. Ain't nobody going to. Hey, look.
Right. That's
not
what
even
it is.
Trying to talk about my job, but I got to work, and these people really fuck with me. They don't even know my name.
Yeah.
They don't know who I am.
That's love.
But it's me, my personality that makes people. So, yes, I have a resting bitch face because I don't even be on that.
You're just not friendly.
I'm not friendly.
But she's really friendly, though. You really are friendly.
I am.
You are very friendly, friend.
I am.
But you're not
friendly. But I'm not friendly. I'm friendly, but I'm not friendly. Like, I'm friendly to the point where you be like, okay, once you talk to me, okay, she cool. But don't come in.
She's not the introductory friendly.
Don't come in being on that type of shit because at the same time, I be like, ho, what's up? Fuck you talking about, hey, triple D, that bitch, on my mama, hoe. All
right.
Yeah, triple, yeah, all right. All right. Yeah, but yeah, outside of it. Outside of that, mm-hmm. I just want to understand And I want to know. So if there's anyone that want to speak on it, want to come talk to us, we are located in Garland. We are at the Speak Motherfucking Easy.
Speak Easy, baby.
So come fuck with us. If y'all want to know where we at, all this setup is here. We got everything you need.
The whole setup.
Speak on it. We want to know what it is about you.
Talk to us, we talk back. You know the motto.
That's it. Talk to us, talk back.
We talk back.
On my mama, we gonna tell the truth. On my mama, we gonna keep it real. Because this is the On My Mama
Podcast.
And we out of here. Love y'all.
Peace.